请我们读一段的圣经。
Please open your Bible and we will turn to the passage.
启示录。
The book of Revelation.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一章我们从第九节读起。
We will start from verse 9.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给神耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫巴摩的海岛上。
I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
当主日我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说。
On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet.
你所看见当写在书上，打与以弗所、士美拿、别加摩、推亚推拉、撒迪、菲勒铁菲、老底家那七个教会。
Which said, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum,Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话，即转过来就看见七个金灯台。
I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿禅衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。
And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet and with a golden sash around his chest.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。
When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead.
他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是幕后的。
Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid.I am the first and the last.
又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades.
我们低头有一些简单的祷告。
Shall we bow and have a word of prayer?
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，是你召聚我们。
Our dear Lord, we thank you for once again gathering us.
我们常常觉得稀奇，我们为什么还在你的脚前？
We're always amazed by the fact that we are still before your feet.
因为这是你保守的能力。
It is truly your sustaining power.
你一直保守我们。
You always have protected us.
你保守我们活在你的面前。
Protecting us from living in front of you.
你保守我们一再来到你的脚前。
Sustaining us to always come before your feet.
来到你的脚前。
Coming before your feet.
你总有些话要对我们说。
Lord, you know, we know that you have words speak, to be spoken to us.
就像玛利亚一样。
Just like Mary.
只要坐在你的脚前。
As long as sitting at your feet,
你不能不对我们说话。
You will but speak to us.
所以今天晚上我们愿意说主，你对我们说话。
So Lord, it's our prayer tonight that speak to us, to your servants.
但愿圣灵对众教会说的话，我们都听见。
May the words spoken by the Holy Spirit to the churches, we will listen.
我把今天晚上恭敬地交在你的手里。
We humbly commit tonight's meeting to your hand.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
As we pray in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们都知道，今天晚上我们要靠着主的恩典继续来看。昨天晚上我们所看的。
We know that tonight's topics, by the God's grace, will continue to what we have shared last night.
我们说过，约翰是十二个使徒里面最早跟随主的。
We have already said John was actually the first apostles among the twelve following the Lord.
他有一个兄弟叫做雅各。
He had a brother named James.
这一对兄弟。
A brother.
在十二个使徒里面，一个是活得最短的，一个活得最长。
Among the twelve apostles, one lived the shortest.And one lived the longest.
他活得最短，因为为主殉道。
James lived the shortest because he was martyred.
我们觉得只要几分钟主给他特别的恩典，他就真的做了个得胜者。
Truly, James was an overcomer. The Lord gave him few minutes of bravery.
但是要像约翰一样
，But to be like John,
活了那么长
，to live such a long life,
而且天天能背起十字架来跟随主。
And then every day he took up the cross to follow Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是不容易走的一条路。
It is not an easy path, brothers and sisters.
感谢主
，We thank the Lord.
是约翰做了个榜样。
It is John who gave us an example.
他活得比别人都长。
He lived so long.
他看见的比别人都多。
He saw more than what people normally can see.
彼得在教会成熟的时候已经被提到荣耀里，接到荣耀里去。
Peter was taken into the glory when the church was the very mature church.
保罗也这样。
The same for Paul.
当他到荣耀去的时候，那时候刚好是教会成熟的时候。
When Paul was taken into the glory, then the church was very mature.
对于一个做工的人
，for a worker,
最大的安慰。
The biggest comfort,
莫于当他看见他离开世界的时候，他所结的果子可以说是结果累累。
What the biggest comfort would be when he departed from the earth, he could see the fruit bore abundantly everywhere.
但是我们看见老约翰几乎走了，第一个是走了一百年。
You know, John was almost living on the earth for 100 years.
如果告诉我们在第一世纪是谁？走过了这条路。
If you ask who have actually walked through the whole first century,
很明显的
，very clearly,
你看见说约翰的故事和历史几乎涵盖了一个世纪。
It is the whole story of John covering the whole first century.
但是我们看见主给约翰的带领是特别的带领。
We can see a very special guidance and leading of John from the Lord.
因为当我们读《使徒行传》的时候
，If you read the book of Acts,
教会的诞生。
The birth of the church
和彼得的执事发生关系
，very much related to the ministry of Peter.
因为彼得当他主呼召的时候，他是撒网的。
Remember when Peter was called by the Lord, he was casting the nets.
所以到了五旬节，一网撒下去3000条鱼进。
So during Pentecost, he cast the net once, 3,000 fish came.
另外一条网撒下去5000条鱼进。
And second casting.5,000 fish came.
所以彼得是做根基的工作。
Truly, Peter was laying the foundation.
给我们看着在使徒行的第二章。
It is in chapter 2 of the book of Acts.
圣灵像风一样。
Holy Spirit was like the wind.
像火一样。
Like fire.
那个工作是个戏剧化的工作。
That fire and wind work is like very dramatic work.
就吸引许多人来归向他。
And it drew so many people coming.
所以讲到教会的诞生。
So the birth of the church.
和彼得发生关系。
It's related to Peter.
那讲到教会的建造。
And what about the building of the church?
和保罗发生。
It's related to Paul.
因为主呼召他是在刚好在直搭帐篷。
You know, when the Lord called Paul, he was a tent maker.
所以讲到对于教会的建造。
So talking about the building up of the church.
主是把那个工作托给保罗的。
The Lord has given this task to Paul.
所以使徒行传很简单。
So very simple to analyze the book of Acts.
前面十二章说到彼得的指示。
The first 12 chapters describe the ministry of Peter.
因为那是说到教会诞生的。
Talks about the birth of the church.
然后到了保罗的时候。
And starting from Paul.
教会就在那个根基上就成长。
The church grew on the foundation that was laid.
所以等到保罗被主为主寻道的时候。
So when Paul was being martyred for the Lord.
那就是教会最成熟的时候。
It was the most mature stage of the church.
你看见以弗所教会成熟了。
You can see the church in Ephesus very mature.
你看见哥罗西的教会也成熟。
Same for the church in Colossae.
明白吗？在圣经里面，你难得找到这两个教会。
You can hardly find in the Bible any other church like Ephesus.In Ephesus and Colossae,
主把最高大的启示给了他们。
God has given them the highest revelation.
所以我们知道，当保罗为主寻道的时候
，So we know that when Paul was martyred for the Lord,
教会现在能够接受最高最大的启示。
The church was able to receive the highest revelation.
那这就是33年。
This is the 33 years.
教会从诞生到成熟
，From the birth to maturity,
差不多33年。
Almost 33 years.
所以我们注意到
，So we can see here，
主的话说义人的路
，The Lord said the way of the righteous，
好像什么黎明的光一样
，It's like the sunlight，
越照越明
，Will be brighter and brighter，
一直到日午到中午的时候
，Until the daylight，
稀奇吧
，Isn't it amazing？
圣经没有说太阳下山。
The Bible didn't say it's like sun set.
到了中午，太阳可以说最明亮最明亮。
You know, and the day during the day, the brightest light would be
the sun. 所以讲到使徒行传。
So talking about the book of Acts.
从教会诞生一直到成长。
From the birth to the maturity of the church.
经过了33年。
It has gone past about 33 years.
然后圣经没有说太阳下山。
But the Bible didn't say the sun started to set.
很明显的。
Very clearly,
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
元首怎么经过道成肉身的日子？
How the head had gone past incarnation.
教会照样的在主的恩典中长进。
The church will be the same by God's grace, like the pastor.
所以这个历史的头33年。
So the historical 33 years.
我们的主怎样借着马槽来到这个世界？
How the Lord came to the earth through the manger.
最后他是垂直的升到天上。
And then he vertically ascended into heaven.
最后他是达到宝座的。
Up unto the throne.
所以生命成长的轨迹是永远是从马槽达到宝座。
So the path of maturity is always from the manger to the throne.
但是在主的身上，
But in the Lord's time,
有一个秘诀。
There is the secret.
他在经过宝座以前一定要经过十字架。
Before we could arrive into the throne, he must go through the throne.
所以我们的主就给我们看见基督徒生命成长的轨迹。
The Lord has left us the footprint, the pattern of life maturity.
是从马槽达到宝座。
From manger to the throne.
其中一定要经过十字架。
Via the cross.
如果我们的主是如此。
If our Lord is like this.
所以跟随他的人都是如此。
His followers will certainly be the same.
学生不能够高过先生。
Students cannot be higher than the master.
所以你注意到保罗的一生是如此。
So you can see Paul's life is exactly the same.
33年。
For 33 years.
教会的从诞生到成熟也是三。
Same for the church from birth to maturity, also 33 years.
所以弟兄姊妹，许多时候我们觉得教会成熟好像是将来的事。
Often we think the maturity of the church would come only in the future.
好像教会不成熟是件当然的事。
If it seems it's to be normal that the church cannot mature.
所以很多的人就好像在幼稚园里面继续的玩耍，继续排排坐，吃糖果。
So many believers, Christians continue to be staying in the kindergarten, just playing around and taking sweets.
保罗怎么说？
Paul didn't say.
按道理来讲，你们应该吃干粮。
You should have been taking.Solid food.
你们的牙齿长出来就证明你们要吃干粮。
Your teeth are already erupted. You should be able to eat solid food.
但是没有想到哥林多的教会还是吃奶。
But unfortunately, the church in the Corinth still can only take milk.
所以保罗责备他们。
That's why Paul rebuked them.
作为基督的教会
，as the church of Christ,
他当然是要长大的。
Of course, she should grow.
他不能一天到晚就像在哥林多教会的光。
She cannot remain in the condition like in Corinth.
有的人说我是属保罗的。
Some would claim I belong to Paul.
有的人说我是属基法的。
I belong to Cephas.
保罗说。
But Paul said,
基督是分开的吗？
Is Christ divided?
然后后来他说你们是属肉体。
And then Paul said, "You belong to the flesh."
所有属保罗人都属肉体的。
Those who claim to belong to Paul, they belong.
所有属彼得的人都是属肉体。
Same for those who claim to belong to Peter.
他们以为说我们跟随了一个人。
They thought I'm following a man.
结果主的话很清楚，他们乃是跟随了他们的肉体。
The word of the Lord is very clear. Indeed, they were following their flesh.
所以我们要明白。
So we must understand here.
教会。不是长大，不是遥遥无期的。
In order for the church to grow into maturity, it's not something the very.
见主面的时候，当然要长大。
And it must grow, continue to mature.
但是我们的主成长是在地上成长的。
Our Lord, He grew on earth.
从马槽到宝座不是无限远的。
From manger to the throne, it's not infinity.
33年。
33 years.
教会从诞生。到成熟也是33年。
The church from her birth to maturity also 33 years.
保罗从得救等到为主殉道也是33年。
Paul's salvation from his conversion to his martyrdom also about 33 years.
所以教会的成长是今天的事。
So the church shall grow today.
如果今天教会没有成长
，If the church hasn't grown，
我们都有责任。
We are all responsible.
所以弟兄姊妹，讲到诞生，讲到教会的成长。
Talking about the birth and the maturity of the church.
那就是彼得的知识，还有保罗的知识。
It is the ministry of Peter and Paul.
稀奇的很。
Very amazing.
是彼得跟约翰一同站起来。
You know, remember, Peter and John, they both stood up.
你只听见彼得说话。
But you could only hear Peter's word.
你没有听见约翰说话。
You don't hear John's word.
为什么？
Why?
因为神给他一个特别的指示。
Because God has given John a special ministry.
等到彼得没有话了。
When Peter has finished,
因为他到荣耀里面去。
Because he's taken into glory.
等到保罗没有话了。
When Paul has finished,
他也到荣耀里面去。
He's also taken into glory.
现在约翰说话了。
Now, John begins to speak.
讲到云端的这一边。
He talking about the revelation on this part of the cloud. John has words to say.
他就写了约翰福音。
He wrote the book of John.
讲到云端那边的启示。
Oh, talking about the revelation behind the cloud.
那就是整本的启示。
This is the whole book of Revelation.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
讲到他所得着的启示。
Talking about the revelation John has received.
我们会有一个错觉。
We will have this misunderstanding.
我们觉得有的人只要能够得着启示就可以。
We always think, as long as I can receive the revelation, that's good for me.
约翰福音不是这样。
But the book of John is not like this.
如果你看见神是个灵。
If you can really see God as spirit.
你就应当在灵中行。
Then you will continue to walk in the spirit.
如果你看见神就是光。
If you can see God as light.
应当在光中行。
You will walk in the light.
如果你看见神就是爱。
If you see God as love.
你应该在爱中行。
You will walk in love.
如果你看见我们的主怎样在父的怀里。
If you can see the Lord lying in the bosom of the Father,
那你和我就像约翰一样，应该在主的怀里。
Then you and I shall be like John, resting in the bosom of the Father.
明白明白。好了，现在我们的主要把云端那边的启示给约翰。
Now the Lord wants to give John the revelation behind the cloud.
但约翰准备好了没有？
But is John prepared?
约翰学会了没有？
Has he learned the lesson?
他是不是光讲道理给别人听？
Did he just share knowledge to others?
但是不止如此。
Not like that.
你看见在约翰的身上
You can see in the life of John,
主做了非常奇妙的工
The Lord has done something marvelous.
所以大家还记得有一次在橄榄山上
You remember once on the Mount of Olives.
我们的主对四个门徒讲到将来所要发生的事
The Lord has told four disciples.
然后
coming,
主说道
And then the Lord said,
他说看啊我已经预先告诉你们
See, I've already spoken to you.
换一句话说
In other words,
你们在座有人可以亲眼看见这些事情发生。
Among you, some will be able to see these things fulfilled.
那在这四个门徒里面
，Among the four,
你知道后来彼得到荣耀里
，Peter was taken into glory.
后来雅各、安德烈都到主那里
，James and Andrew also taken into glory.
主所说的话
，And the Lord's word,
他们真的亲自经过的只有约翰
，The only one who really saw.Reality is only John.
你记不记得我们的主在马太福音对这几个门徒说的时候
？Remember what the Lord Jesus said in the book of Matthew.
他说将来有个大灾难。
There will be a great tribulation in the future.
特别在主回来以前。
Before the Lord returns.
从来没有过这么大的灾难。
Never before such a tribulation.
将来也不会有这么大的。
And never after will this happen.
那讲到将来。
Talking about the future.
谁怎么知道将来要发生的呢
？Who can see what is going to happen in the future?
你相信主所说的每一句话
，But you believe every word from the Lord.
那过去的事我们经历了
，Things in the past we can experience.
现在的事我们也经历。
We are also living day after day today.
有谁能够说将来要发生的事我能够经历呢
？But who can say I can experience the future?
那因为我们的主要用约翰来写启示录。
That's why the Lord used John to write.Revelation.
讲到大灾难
Talking about the great tribulation.
怎样逃避大灾难
How you can avoid and flee from the tribulation.
那就讲到被提的问题
Talking is about rapture.
那被提是有条件的呢还是没有条件
Is there a condition for us to be raptured?
你读启示录你就明白了
Now if you read Revelation, you can understand.
当普天下的人受试炼的时候
When the tribulation and trials come to the whole world.
有一半人要被提
A groupWill be taken.
他可以逃避这些灾难。
And they can escape the tribulation.
有条件吗
？There is there a condition?
当然是有条件。
Of course there is condition.
你们若遵行我忍耐的道
，If you walk in the way of perseverance, my way of perseverance.
遵守 ，obey,
obey.
如果我们真的遵守主忍耐的道
，If we really obey the way of perseverance,
那个地方是 the word,
the word of the perseverance.
所以我们知道有一些的话是忍耐，有一些道是忍耐的道。
So in the Bible, there is a word called word of perseverance.
所以让我们记得
，So we must remember.
今天一个真的跟随主的人
，One who truly followed the Lord.
如果有一天在大灾难里他要被提
One day, if they are taken during the tribulation rapture,
是老约翰可以告诉我们，谁可以逃避这个大灾难？
Who can escape? Old John has already told us.
但是我们的主没有放过约翰。
But the Lord hasn't let go John.
如果约翰要帮助别人怎样被提的话，
If John was to help people to escape the tribulation,
如果约翰告诉的是只有一般得胜者能被提，
John can only refer to a group of overcomers.
他自己必须得胜者才。
Then of course he himself must be an overcomer.
他自己必须经过才可以。
He himself must experience first.
所以很稀奇，当你读到路加福音二十一章的时候。
So amazingly, when you read the book of Luke 21,
很稀奇
amazing.
就说等到耶路撒冷被围困的时候，
you know when Jerusalem was under siege,
你们要赶快逃，
you have to run quick.
要逃到犹太的山上，
run to the mountain in Jerusalem.
你们那些孕妇就有祸了，
woe to those pregnant.
希望你们不要遇见安息日，也不要遇见冬天。
Pray that it won't happen in winter time. It won't happen on Sabbath.
所以那些话和马太福音二十四章的话是。
It's exactly the same word as in Matthew 24.
今天你怎么对付大灾难？
Today, how are you going to deal with the tribulation?
大灾难来到要赶快逃。
When the great tribulation comes, you have to run.
只有一个字，
only
很简单，要赶快的逃。
Run quickly.
所以大灾难是可以逃避的。
So you can escape the great tribulation.
马太福音二十四章是讲到主要回来以前的大灾难。
Matthew 24 refers to the tribulation before the Lord returns.
就说我已经把话告诉你们了。
The Lord said, I've already told you.
约翰也听见了。
And John has heard that.
等到约翰写启示录的时候。
When John wrote the book of Revelation.
你明白吗？
You understand?
因为他自己经过。
Because he himself experienced.
所以就能帮助别人怎样在大灾难中被提。
That's why he could help people how to escape the great tribulation.
大灾难还没有来到以前，
before
it comes. 他们就逃避这个灾难。
They escape and they run away.
所以非常有意思。
A very meaningful.
当你读到路加福音二十一章的时候。
Then when you read Luke 21.
主怎么形容犹太耶路撒冷被围困呢？
How the Lord described the besiegement of Jerusalem.
他用了一句很严重的话。
A very serious word.
他说有大灾难要临到这地方。
Great tribulation would come to this place.
所以我们看见大灾难有近期的应验，有远期的应验。
So, the tribulation, desolation can come, can refer to the near future and the distant future.
它有一个 immediate fulfillment, 有一个 remote fulfillment, 有一个近期的跟远期的。
It is a remote fulfillment about the great tribulation.
所以，如果讲到远期的应验，
I talk about the remote fulfillment.
那指的主要回来以前大灾难说的。
It refers to the great tribulation before the Lord's return.
但是我们的主没有错。
But our Lord is right.
他明明说主后七十年，等到耶路撒冷被兵围困的时候
，He refers to 70 A.D. when Jerusalem was being besieged.
就说那就是大灾难。
That was the tribulation he was referring to.
那你们要怎么逃避灾难呢
？Then how can you escape the tribulation?
主的话很清楚
，very clear from the Lord.
因为主老早知道有些基督徒是留在耶路撒冷。
Because the Lord knew that then a lot of Christians should remain in Jerusalem.
犹太人没有耳朵听。
You know the Jews, they didn't hear.
但基督徒有耳朵听。
But Christians have heard.
听见主话的人。
Those who listen to the Lord.
乃是遵守主忍耐道的人。
Is the one who walk in the word of perseverance of the Lord.
然后主怎么说呢
？And then what the Lord said?
你们在城里的要赶快的出来。
If you're in the city, run quickly.
明白吗
？You understand?
这就是约翰的故事。
This is the story of John himself.
约翰讲的大灾难。
When John talked about the great tribulation,
他告诉我们要怎样被提。
He helped us to understand how to be taken.
结果我们的主让他经过大灾难。
That's why the Lord allowed him to experience the tribulation.
然后他怎么样逃避那个大灾难
？And how he himself escaped and fled from the tribulation.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers,
这是为什么
？That's why
我们看见当小亚细亚他在那里想念小亚细亚宗教。
When John was remembering the churches in the Asia Minor.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers, sisters,
结果他回过头来看
And then when he turned around,
那是七个金灯台
He saw seven golden lampstands
那为什么小亚细亚呢
How? Why is it from Asia Minor?
如果他仍旧在耶路撒冷
If he himself remained in Jerusalem
那次就没有了
It won't happen
没有约翰福音
There won't be John's gospel.
但是最后为什么他到了小亚细亚？
Well, how come at the end he arrived in Asia?
这里面有一段故事。
There's a story in between.
所以我们一定要提到约翰怎样的遵守主忍耐的道。
So we must mention here how John himself obeyed the word of perseverance.
那这一点非常非常重要。
This is very, very important.
那么历史告诉我们说
，History tells us，
等到耶路撒冷被围困的时候
，When Jerusalem was surrounded，
所有的人根据常识都应该离开战区的。
You know, normally people would just run away from the battlefield。
耶路撒冷要打仗的时候
，Because war happening in Jerusalem，
没有人再会往靠近耶路撒冷。
No one would come close to Jerusalem。
但是有一个景象是完全叫那些罗马兵丁完全吓呆了。
But one phenomenon really surprised, astonished the Roman armies.
因为那个时候刚好是逾越节的时候。
Why? Because it's the festival of Passover.
人山人海要往耶路撒冷去。
Men keep coming towards Jerusalem.
他们觉得耶路撒冷不会灭亡的。
They will never imagine Jerusalem can be destroyed.
他们认为耶路撒冷是永远的城。
Jerusalem will be a city forever.
神与我们同在。
God will is with us.
这是耶和华的殿。
This is the temple of the Lord.
这是耶和华的殿。
The Lord of the Lord's temple.
这是耶和华的殿。
This is the temple of the Lord.
就像耶利米书里面所说，说了三遍。
Now three times in the book of Jeremiah, they claim this is the Lord's temple.
他把自己完全说服了。
They convinced themselves.
他自己完全着迷了。
They were obsessed with this.
他知道说。
They recognize,
如果他进到耶路撒冷
if, as long as they enter into Jerusalem,
耶路撒冷永远不会沦陷
then Jerusalem will never be destroyed.
所以明白吗
so you understand?
在那个时候人山人海说要进耶路撒冷
In that, on that day heaps and peeps of people keep coming
所以对于罗马军兵来讲这是完全想不到的事
so, as far as the Roman armies was concerned it is just amazing
所以最后他们下一道命令
So at the end, they gave this final verdict.
把所有的上帝城门统统打开。
So open all the gates of Jerusalem.
欢迎他们进来。
Welcome them coming in.
为什么
？Why?
因为耶路撒冷被围困的时候，他的粮食是固定的。
You know, when Jerusalem was under siege, the food supply was very limited.
他的饼就是那么大。
It was just a bread there.
如果是一百万人来吃它的话
，You know, if you allow 1 million people.
也许要两年才能把这个城拿下来。
Maybe it would take them 2 years to take the Jerusalem.
现在有一百万人要进耶路撒冷。
Now a million of Jews want to enter Jerusalem.
两百万人吃这块饼。
2 million would share the same amount of food.
本来两年把耶路撒冷城拿下来，现在一年就可以。
Originally 2 years it would take, but now only 1 year.
他们做梦也没有想到他们会有这样好的机会。
In their wildest dream, they couldn't take.There will be better opportunity.
所以欢迎所有犹太人进来。
So they welcome all Jews entering Jerusalem.
没有想到
，They didn't understand.
这是他们一生最后的一个逾越节。
Indeed, it will be the last Passover of the Jewish people.
你可以进来，你不能出去。
You could enter, but you cannot leave.
所以他们在耶路撒冷周围
，So outside Jerusalem,
就盖了一个很高很高的土墙，泥土做的墙。
They built a very tall wall of
把整个耶路撒冷团团的把它围住。
They actually surround the whole city of Jerusalem.
没有一个人可以逃离开这个墙。
No one can leave Jerusalem outside that wall.
有几百个人试着这样做。
Hundreds of people tried.
把他们钉在十字架上。
They actually crucified those hundreds.
而且十字架就在城墙的最高的地方。
And the cross was on the highest point.Of the wall.
所以每天你都可以看见周围都是钉十字架的。
So every day you can see people crucified on the cross.
这个海风吹来的时候
，When the sea breeze came,
他们能闻到一种的异味，他们不愿意闻到。
They could smell the stink from the corpse.
告诉他们说
，Telling them,
他们可以进来
，They can come.
他们不可能出去。
They can enter, but they cannot exit.
那果然
，It happened.
110万人死在刀下。
1 million.And 100,000 died under the sword.
而十万年轻人
100,000 young people.
十万年轻人，十万。
100,000.
Yeah, 对，十万年轻人就被送到罗马。
Were taken captives to Rome.
做奴隶。
As slaves.
他们干什么呢
？What did they build?
这就是罗马今天的地标，就是罗马竞技场。
It is the now the landmark of Rome, the Colosseum.
所以你只要看到那个罗马竞技场,
now if you visit the Colosseum in Rome,
你就知道说,
now you remember,
当时主的话一点都没有错,
the fulfillment of the Lord's word.
你看见有, 结果你看这个城, 就像大灾难一样领导他们,
the whole city was like great tribulation coming to the Jews.
你读以色列的历史,
if you study the history of the Jews,
很少有那一段是那么悲惨的,
there will be no other record of history so disastrous and miserable. It is truly exactly what the Lord has described. It is a great tribulation. But the Lord has already said,
看啊,
behold,
这里有一块石头,
not even one stone will be left upon the other. They used fire to burn the city.
后悔了,
and they regret it.
因为他们发现金子银子就被融在石头的缝里面。
Why? Because then, after the fire, the gold painting the wall actually melted among between the stones.
所以他们就下一道命令。
So the Roman Empire had this command.
把所有的石头统统敲开。
Excavate from all the stones.
把里面的金子银子拿出来。
Extract all the silver and gold from the stones.
所以主的话一点都没有错。
That's how the Lord's words fulfilled. Not even one stone will be left on top of the other. Not even one stone not being separated.
你看主的话,
you can see how the Lord's word precisely fulfilled.
在这个时候,
in this time,
保罗已经到荣耀里去,
Paul was already taken into glory.
彼得已经到荣耀里去,
same for Peter.
但是约翰,
but John,
还活着,
still alive.
主耶稣的母亲还活着,
the mother of Jesus was still alive.
他们在哪里呢?
Where were they?
他们在耶路撒冷,
they were in Jerusalem.
你看见吧?
Now you can
主的话怎么说呢?
See. The Lord said,
你们在城里的,
if you are in the city,
要赶快出来,
run and get out.
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
这句话, 所有的基督徒都听见了,
all Christians have heard this word.
约翰也听见了,
John heard it.
他带着主耶稣的母亲,
John brought the mother of Jesus.
就逃到约旦河边的 Pella.
They fled to the Pella of Jordan.
从 Pella 后来就被带到了以弗所。
From Pella, they arrived in Ephesus.
那个时候，你看见保罗已经到荣耀里面去。
Then Paul was already taken into glory.
本来以弗所的教会,
originally the church in Ephesus,
是保罗所看顾的。
Was the church Paul looked after.
所以我们看见以弗所是启示最高的讲教会,
that's why from the book of Ephesians we can see the highest revelation about the church.
那不止如此,
not only that,
耶哥罗西书也是启示最高的,
Colossians also received the highest revelation.
但是哥罗西书不光哥罗西人读了,
but you know the Colossians book is not only to be read to the Colossians.
因为那个时候有三个城在一个山谷里面,
because back then there were three cities around the city.
所以哥罗西书不是光是哥罗西人读了,
Colossians is not only for the people in Colossians.
老底家的人也读了,
people from Laodicea also will read the book.
所以明白吗?
You understand?
那个时候最高的启示,
the highest revelation.
你看见说一面是以弗所的教会到了成熟的地方,
on one hand it is the mature church in Ephesus,
一面你看见老底家跟哥罗西都到了成熟的地方,
on the other hand it is also the church in Laodicea and Colossae, they also are very mature.
所以小亚细亚的这些教会,
so all the churches in the Asia Minor,
如果有代表性的话,
representatively,
一个是以弗所,
one is Ephesus,
一个就是老底家,
one is Laodicea.
因为老底家就是哥罗西, 哥罗西就是老底家,
because Laodicea is the same as Colossae.
他们在同样的一个山谷里面,
they all together in the same valley.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
本来是保罗带领他们,
originally Paul was leading them.
所以感谢主,
I thank the Lord.
结果保罗能够对以弗所的长老说,
that's why Paul could tell the elders from Ephesus,
凡是神的旨意我们一样必会不传给你,
I have not hidden anything about the full counsel of the Lord.
他讲这个话的时候,
when he said this,
只是写罗马书跟加拉太书的时候,
it was time when he wrote Romans and Galatians.
他没有想到,
he didn't,
他在监牢里面,
when he was being jailed,
神让他更上一层楼,
God has brought him a one level higher.
他得着的启示,
he received the revelation,
是以弗所的,
is Ephesians
还有哥罗西
and Colossians.
所以我们可以说
so we can see
保罗一生他在小亚细亚劳苦
the whole life of Paul laboring in Asia Minor.
他只要看见以弗所跟哥罗西
he only saw Colossians and Ephesians.
或者是以弗所跟老底家
or Ephesus and Laodicea.
他就得着了极大极大的安慰
He was receiving great, great comfort.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
是借着大灾难。
It was through tribulation.
约翰学了一个功课。
John learned a lesson.
怎样做得胜者。
How can be a true overcomer?
他果然遵守主忍耐的道。
He himself obeyed the word of perseverance.
所以等到大灾难以前。
So before tribulation comes.
他就被提到以弗所去。
He was taken into Ephesus.
他所以牧养那些保罗留下的劳苦过的众教会。
He continued to labor and shepherd the church that was previously labored by Paul.
这是主老早就指定给他。
It was already foreknown by the Lord.
他必须学一些功课，是好像彼得没有学过的。
He must learn the lesson that Peter didn't have chance to learn.
好像连保罗都没学过。
Even Paul didn't have chance to learn.
明白吗？
Understand?
他们的知识是撒网的知识。
Their ministry was casting the net.
他们的知识是支搭帐篷的知识。
Tent are making the tent.
但是现在，
But now,
你看见快，可以说快到。第一世纪的末了
coming to the end of the first century,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在当你牧养这些教会的时候
now you want to shepherd these churches,
明白吗现在你从保罗的手中接过来
from the hand of Paul you receive this baton,
在保罗的时候
in Paul's time,
以弗所教会荣耀
the church in Ephesus was glorious,
哥罗西的教会也非常的荣耀
the church in Colossians was glorious,
所以荣耀的教会不是不可能的
that's why, remember, glorious churchIt is a reality.
所以那个时候，如果保罗被主接走了，他里面何等的喜乐
！Back then, when Paul was taken, he was so joyful.
他得着何等的安慰
！He received much comfort.
但是稀奇
！But amazingly,
现在约翰被提到以弗所。
Now John was taken into Ephesus.
他所牧养的乃是亚细亚的众教会。
The church he was shepherding was the churches in Asia Minor.
所以到了主日的时候
，So on the Lord's day，
那个时候为着主名的缘故，他被充军在巴摩海岛。
Because of the name of the Lord and the testimony of Jesus Christ, he was taken into.
他本来每一个主日都是和这些圣徒们聚在一起。
Previously on Sunday, he would be meeting with the saints in Asia Minor.
但是那个是主日。
But there was the Lord's day.
他只能够怀念他们。
He could only recall.
他只能够想念他们。
He could only think about.
你怎么知道呢
？How can you tell?
你根据那个写信的次序，你就知道。
You can see from the order of the words.
以弗所
from Ephesus.
那是最近。
It is just nearest Patmos.
如果天气好，你可以看到以弗所。
If the weather is good from Patmos, you can see Ephesus.
然后是士美拿。
And then Smyrna.
然后是别加摩。
And then Pergamum.
然后推亚推拉。
Thyatira.
然后撒底。
Sardis.
然后腓勒帖菲。
And Philadelphia.
最远的就是老底家。
And the furthest would be Laodicea.
明白吗？
You understand?
从最近的到最远的。
From the nearest to the farthest.
从以弗所到哥罗西。
From Ephesus to Colossae,
或者说从以弗所到老底家
or from Ephesus to Laodicea,
很清楚的
very clear,
他心中怀念这些教会
John's heart was missing these churches.
当他怀念这些教会的时候
as John was missing them,
他当然知道每个教会的光景
of course he understood the conditions of each church.
他看见以弗所曾经是最大的特点
he saw that the characteristic of the church
那是起初的爱
was first love
就是因为起初的爱
it was because of the first love
所以他们得的启示是最高的
they received the highest revelation
就是因为彼此相爱
and because of the loving one another
所以对整个基督的身体就敞开了
the whole body of Christ was built up
凡基督所拒绝的他们拒绝
whatever Christ rejected they will reject
凡基督所接纳他都接纳
whatever Christ will receive they will receive
所以当然那个丰富是基督身体的丰富
because of that the richness was the richness of the body
而那个身体的丰富就是元首的丰富
this is the richness of the head of the church
所以当你读以弗所书的时候
so when you read the book of Ephesians
这是何等的教会
what a church you can
得着何等的启示
receiving such a great revelation
有一个秘诀
a secret there
他们彼此相爱
they love one another
但是很稀奇。
But unfortunately,
经过这么多年
after so many years,
在保罗的时候
in Paul's time,
以弗所是最成熟最成熟的。
The church in Ephesus was the most mature church.
但是曾几何时什么时候
But not long.
他们失去了起初的爱。
They have forsaken the first love.
所以我们的主对他们说
That's why the Lord told them.
你从哪里坠落的，你应该从哪里回来。
From where you have fallen, you should restart.
但是在主说这些话以前
，But before the Lord says this,
是约翰，使徒约翰
，Apostle John.
当他想念以弗所教会
，While he was missing the church in Ephesus,
那些光景他老早知道。
When he remembered the condition of the church there,
他看见士每拿怎样受苦的教会。
He saw how the church in Smyrna was.
他看见别加摩怎样有撒旦的作为。
He saw how in the church of Pergamum the seat of Satan was there.
推亚推拉居然有犯奸淫的事。
In Thyatira, adultery was there.
因为他们接受了耶西别的教训。
Because they received the teaching of Jezebel.
撒底按照名来讲是活的。
Sardis, reputation of being alive.
其实他们是死的。
But they were dead indeed.
等一等，你看见只有。好像菲勒铁菲能够满足主的心。
Only the church in Philadelphia, you can see, it can satisfy the Lord.
菲勒铁菲是富足的。
Philadelphia was rich.
菲勒铁菲是发了财的。
Was actually very rich.
菲勒铁菲是一样都不缺的。
They didn't lack anything.
但什么时候你把菲勒铁菲当作你自己的 label, 当作你自己的标签
？But the moment you reckon you yourself is Philadelphia.
结果他们就变成老底家了。
Immediately, they will become.
明明是基督的教会。
They should be the church of Christ.
我们的主怎么在门外叩门
？But Laodicea, the Lord was outside and knocking at the door.
如果基督是教会的元首
，If Christ is the head of the church,
他怎么跑到门外去叩门
？How could he be left kept outside?
他说我愿意进来。
And I want to come in.
我们愿意和你一同来坐席。
I want to sit with you at the table.
弟兄姊妹，今天的教会充满了人的意见。
Today the church is full of man's opinion.
因为你有历史
，You have your history.
我有一段历史
，I have my own history.
你可以说我都明白，我都知道了。
You can say something I do understand.
说也明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？And that's why.
很稀奇
，Amazingly.
争来争去，你的意见加上我的意见
，Your idea plus my opinion.
结果就跑到门外去了。
And that has put our Lord outside the door.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters.
现在给我们看见。
Now we can see.
以弗所本来就是弟兄相爱的。
The church in Ephesus originally was brotherly love.
但是以弗所放手了。
But they have forsaken.
所以，当老约翰
，When old John，
在他想念众教会的时候
，While he was missing all the churches，
你要知道，所有教会的光景都在他里面。
You must understand, John understood the whole conditions. All
你想想看，弟兄姊妹
，But you can imagine
一个年老的使徒。
An old apostle.
他忠心服侍主这么久
，serving the Lord faithfully for so many years.
如果当教会最荣耀的时候
，if the church was in its highest maturity,
最成熟的时候
，the most mature time.
如果被主接去，那是多么好
！If he was taken into glory at that moment, how good it will be.
如果他们就因为这个缘故，他们已经到荣耀，那么多么好！
Such good, such beautiful that he will be taken into glory.
但是稀奇的很。
But amazingly here.
等到他来看这些教会的时候。
When he was, it was his time to look after the churches.
他稀奇的很。
Very surprising.
为什么很惊奇呢
？Why?
他自己照照镜子。
When he looked at the mirror.
他知道他是个老人。
He knew he himself was an old man.
他这个人老化是当然是自然的过
程。Men would normally age naturally.
因为在亚当里面。
Because we're in the old Adam.
没有一个人不老的。
None of us could escape this.
到了有一天，你一定要经过这个过程。
One day you will have to come to this.
但如果教会是基督的身体
，But if the church is the body of Christ,
你会告诉我说教会会老化
？How can you tell me that a church would age?
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
如果教会老化了
，If the church can age,
基督又在哪里？
And where is Christ?
基督的生命永远是年轻的。
The life of Christ is forever young.
那么老化的来源从哪里来的
？Where does aging come from?
说明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？You understand?
当你读这七个教会的时候
，As you read these seven churches,
你很清楚，你知道教会老化从哪里来的。
You can surely trace the source of the aging of the church.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？You understand?
基督不会老化的。
Christ himself will not
age. 如果教会是基督的身体, 他是不会老化的。
If the church is the body of Christ, the church will not age.
但如果教会真的老化了,
but if the church indeed age,
你知道这里面一定有一种的情形。
There must be a reason and condition.
这就是使徒行传里面所说, 我们看一下。
That's what we call it in the book of Acts. Let's return, turn to the book of Acts.
不是, 使徒, 不是, 对不起, 我说过, 以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5,
26节,
26.
要用水借着道把教会洗净,
to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word,
成为圣洁, 可以献给自己, 做个荣耀的教会,
and to present her to himself as a radiant church.
什么是荣耀的教会呢?
What's radiant church here?
毫无玷污,
without strain,
毫无皱纹,
or wrinkle, or any other blemish.
所以明白吗?
So you understand?
教会所以荣耀,
the glorious church,
是因为它圣洁, 没有瑕疵,
is because it's holy and blameless.
但在它身上, 有两类的病,
but there are two types of diseases.
一个是玷污,
one is stain,
还有一个就是皱纹,
or blemish, wrinkle or blemish.
基督永远不会有皱纹的,
Christ would never have blemish.
老亚当是有皱纹的,
old Adam would have wrinkled.
如果你离开老亚当近一点,
if you leave further apart from,
你就看见皱纹了,
then you can see.
所以你看见的皱纹不是基督脸上的,
you know the wrinkle you can see is not from Christ.
你看见皱纹是我们脸上的,
the wrinkle must be from our own.
所以明白吗?
So do you understand that?
今天最能够让教会老化的不是基督的生命,
today it is not the life of Christ that would cause the church to age.
是我们这些老人,
it is our old men.
我们这些老人在亚当里面不知道有多少千年多少万年,
our old self still remaining in old Adam for many 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 years.
明白吗? 我们只要靠近我们的肉体, 我们一定有皱纹,
the moment we draw close to our old Adam, we have wrinkles.
如果教会的确老化了就证明说肉体在那掌权,
if the church is truly aging, we can prove that it is the flesh being
born. 你不要说是那个弟兄,
you cannot put your finger to the dead brother.
主要光照你,
but the Lord must show on, shine on.
真正给教会带来难处, 不是别人,
the true problem to the
乃是我们自己这个人,
it is not someone else but your own self.
从前有一个老人呢,
in the past there was an old man.
跟他太太坐在一起,
he was walking with his wife.
那么他喜欢批评来批评去,
he loved to criticize here and there.
然后有一天呢, 刚好到一个饭店去吃饭,
one day they were entering the restaurant.
他看到有一个老人从前面走过来,
he saw an old man running across.
他就跟他太太说,
so he told the wife,
他说我从来没有看见这个又丑又难看的老人,
he told the wife, I've never seen such an old and ugly man.
他太太说,
and then the wife,
你要小心小声一点,
quiet, softer please.
因为你刚好站在一面镜子的前面,
you were just actually passing a mirror.
那个人就是你,
that old ugly man is you.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
教会里面如果有一些丑陋的光,
if you can find something ugly in the
教会里面如果有一个不和谐的声音,
or disharmony life,
很简单,
very simple,
就是因为我们靠近我们肉体,
is when we draw close to our,
我们让肉体来掌权的时候,
we allow the flesh to govern,
我们如果让哈曼来掌权的时候,
if we allow Haman to govern,
请大家记得,
remember,
当然教会就老化了,
of course the church would age,
这是一面,
one side of the body.
什么时候教会靠近世界,
the moment the church draw close to the world,
那就是玷污,
there was stain, blemish.
No, 玷污跟皱纹嘛, 两种, 玷污,
spots.
Yeah, 对,
spots.
所以我们知道这个玷污从哪里来的,
how, where does this spot come from?
在基督的身体里面没有这个东西,
there shouldn't be any spots.
这完全是外来的东西,
it's actually external.
如果教会有玷污的话,
if there are spots in the church,
那很清楚的,
very clear,
就证明说世界已经进到教会里面,
it proves that the world has entered the church.
所以有一件事是肯定的,
something for sure,
教会如果老化,
If the church ate,
它不是肉体在掌权，就是世界在掌权。
It's either from the flesh or from the world allowing.
肉体跑到世界里面来。
Or the flesh,
跑到教会里面来。
The flesh coming to the church.
世界跑到教会里面来。
The world entering the church.
按照名来说，你是活的。
By reputation, you are alive.
其实你是死的。
But in reality, you are dead.
所有在亚当里都是死的。
All in Adam was dead.
所有在世界里面都是死的。
All in the world is dead.
明白吗？
Understand?
这就是老约翰。
This is what old John.
当他在那里看七个教会的光景。
When he saw the conditions of the seven churches.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Can you see?
什么叫做起初的爱？
What is the first love?
当教会被基督充满。
When the church was filled with Christ.
肉体一点的地位也没有。
The flesh has no place,
no
way.
那不仅如此。
Not only that.
然后最后甚至连世界的地位也没有。
Not even that, but the world cannot enter the church.
但是以弗所有一点可以被称赞的。
But there's one thing the Lord praised the church.
就是他们恨恶尼格拉党一党的行为。
They hate the sect of the Nicolaitans.
什么叫尼格拉党？
What is the Nicolaitans?
这个尼格拉是两个字合在一起的。
Nicolaitans actually two words combined together.
尼格就是征服，是 conquer 的意思。
Nico means conqueror.
拉就是平民的意思。
Latent is laity.
本来我们都是祭司。
Originally we are priests.
本来每一个人都是服侍主的。
We are all serving the Lord.
结果教会里面有一般的人。
But then somehow a group of people.
好像在一般的弟兄姊妹上面。
They were raised more superior than brothers.
他们做了一种一个阶级，好像是做了居间的阶级。
They are ascended into another level.
所以你看，这就是为 clergy level.
They've got the clergy. They are called the clergy.
意思就是说，今天我们与来到主中间。
So when we come to the Lord,
主的宝血买回来多少？
The Lord has redeemed and ransomed us.
就有多少人做祭司的？
There should be all. They should all be priests.
所以什么时候？
So the time,
我们像世界一样。
When we are like the world.
你怎么说像世界一样？
How can you be like the world?
主老早就预告了。
The Lord has already foretold us.
迟早有一天教会会落到一种情形。
One day the church will into this condition.
他说
we become.
世界上有君王管理他们。
You know, in the world, you have kings and princes.
有诸侯治理他们。
And princes to govern themselves.
在你们中间不可以这样。
But among you, it cannot be like that.
他老早知道。
The Lord told us.
到了推亚推拉教会的时候。
Up to the time of the church in Thyatira,
在世界上有罗马皇帝。
In the world, they've got the Roman Empire.
在教会里面有教皇。
But then in the church, you've got the Pope.
在世界里面有 ministers.
They've got ministers in the world.
然后在教会里面有红衣主教。
But then you have the Archbishop in the church.
主知道有一天教会要世界化的。
The Lord knows that one day the church will be canonized, will be like the world.
等到你看有红衣主教，你看见有教皇在你与主之间的时候，
one day when you see the Archbishop or the Pope between you and the Lord,
这些人就变尼格拉一党的人。
They become the Nicolaitans.
那不止如此。
And not only that.
主怎么说呢？
What the Lord said.
你们不要称你们只有一位夫子。
Not the Lord said, You can only have only one teacher.
为什么？
Why?
因为你们不要接受拉比的称呼。
You shall not be receiving the address of being a rabbi.
那为什么拉比呢？
Why rabbi?
那就表示在犹太教里面有拉比。
Only in the Judaism you've got rabbi.
所以迟早有一天，
And one day,
主老早知道教会要犹太教化的。
The Lord knows that one day the church will be, become Judaized.
所以主怎么说呢？
That's why the Lord said,
你们都是弟兄。
You are all brothers,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
教会和犹太教不同。
The church is different from Judaism.
但是慢慢慢慢传统来了以后。
But when you allow tradition comes,
他们就把教会犹太化了。
The church will become Judaized.
这就是腓立比里面所说的犹太的人。
This is what it referred in the Philadelphia.
犹太一会的人。
A group of Jews,
弟兄姊妹
brothers,
他们是要把整个的基督教把整个教会变成犹太教
They want to change the whole church convert them into Judaism
最早他们一起擘饼的时候
When they first together they broke the bread
任何弟兄都可以祝福 任何一位弟兄都可以祝福这个饼和杯。
Any brother can bless the bread.
但是慢慢的
and then gradually,
觉得好像只有一般少数有追求的人。
Only a small group of elite,
他们是做长老的
they are either elders,
或者他们做执事的
or deacons,
只有他们能够祝福这个饼和杯。
Only they can bless the bread and the
所以等到他们破饼的时候
so when they come together to break
他们看见说这是饼和杯
the bread and the cup.
饼代表基督的身体
the bread represents the body of Christ.
杯代表基督的血
and the blood represents the blood of Christ.
你看血跟身体分开了
you can see the blood separated from the
body. 所以每次擘饼纪念主的时候
every time as we remember the Lord,
这个饼和杯好像 sacrifice, 好像祭物一样
the bread and the blood is like sacrifice.
那如果有人拿起这饼和杯来
if someone raised this bread and the cup,
他祝福饼和杯
And when someone blessed the cup,
那慢慢这个人是谁呢
Now who will be that man?
这个人就变成祭司了
He becomes the priest.
因为只有祭司能够祝福饼和杯
Because only priest can bless the sacrifice.
那如果这样的话
If that's the case,
那现在本来一个桌子是摆饼跟杯的
Originally a table only laid the bread and the cup.
结果这个桌子就变成祭坛了
Now this table becomes an altar.
因为什么地方你摆祭物，什么地方就是祭坛。
Because anywhere you put the offering, it becomes an altar.
如果这是祭坛的话
If this is an altar,
那这个地方就是圣所了。
Then this place will become the temple.
那么我就是 sanctuary.
Become the sanctuary.
那么到时候我们在这里聚会的地方就变成圣殿了。
And then the place where we gather together becomes the temple.
所以明白吗？现在犹太人他们到圣殿去敬拜
Now the Jews would come to the temple to worship
我们到礼拜堂去敬拜
But we now go to the church to worship
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
所谓礼拜堂 the place of worship
The place of worship
他们已经把 place of worship 已经变成个 temple 了
The place of worship has become a temple
所以有人才说我把我的伞放在教会里
That's why we always say, oh, I've left my umbrella on the church.
如果教会是基督的身体
If the church is the body of Christ,
你有没有可能把伞放在基督的身体
how can you have left an umbrella in the body of Christ?
只有糊涂的医生
Only a stupid doctor.
等到他开刀的时候他不小心把剪刀放在病人的身体
Or careless doctor, after the surgery, he forgot he had left a scissor.
所以弟兄姊妹主老早知道
The Lord knew and foresaw.
有一天教会的传统要得胜
One day, the church will be overwhelmed by
那你根据这个整个教会的传统
According to the traditions of the church
不是教会世界化了就是教会犹太教化了
Either the church will become carnalized belonging to the world or become Judaized
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers,
一点都不稀奇
Not it's amazing
明白吗
You understand?
当你看见这些东西的时候
As you see these things happen
你知道这个是从世界来的
You can see this is from the world
是从宗教的世界来的
From the world of religion
弟兄姊妹
Brothers
不要忘记
Don't forget
什么时候你靠近这个世界
The moment you draw yourself close to the world
什么时候世界在教会中掌权有地位
Or the world has place in the church governing the church
一定是玷污
It will be spoiled
什么时候因为你资格老了
The moment you think I'm already senior
因为你聚会聚久了
I've been here for so long.
而且你有了一定的年龄。
I'm already aged.
你觉得你可以加上一点的意见。
You can add your word.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这就是教会开始老化的原因。
This is also the source, the reason why the church would age.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当你读到这些，读到这个启示录。
As you read the book of Revelation.
你读到这些的时候。
As you read this, the passage.
你可以想象。
You can imagine.
约翰。是一面看着以弗所亚细亚的海岸线
John was looking at the coastline of Asia Minor
他另一面
On the other hand,
在主日的时候
On the Lord's Day
当然想念他们
Of course he would be missing them a lot
但是感谢主
But we thank the Lord
主怎么说呢
What did the Lord say?
当主日我被圣灵感动
On the day of the Lord I was in the Spirit
听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说
I heard that there was a great voice like a trumpet behind me.
你所看见的应当写在书上。
Write what you have seen.
然后我就转过身来。
Then I turned around to see.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他就看见了云端那一边的启示。
Now he started to see the revelation behind the cloud.
他再次遇见他的主。
Once again, he met his Lord.
我们的主已经升到天上。
Our Lord has already ascended into heaven.
我们的主在哪里呢？
Where is the Lord?
我们的主在圣所里面。
He was in the sanctuary.
在天上的圣所里面。
In the heavenly sanctuary.
这是第一章、第二章、第三章。
This is chapter 1, 2, 3 of the book.
那圣所里面有什么东西呢？
What can you find in the sanctuary?
当然有灯台。
Of course, lampstand.
结果发现他好像人子身穿长衣，直垂到脚。
He was seen like the Son of Man wearing the gown, reaching down to his feet.
很明显，这个人是大祭司。
Obviously, he is the high priest.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
You understand?
现在大祭司他坐在天上。
The high priest is seated in the heaven.
根据希伯来说，是为我们代祷。
According to the book of Hebrews, he is daily interceding.
但有一件事是约翰从前不知道的。
But one thing John didn't know before.
我们的主升到天上。
Yes, the Lord has ascended into heaven.
是来到了圣所。
Coming to the sanctuary.
结果在圣所里面。
But then in the sanctuary.
有金灯台。
There is a golden lamp.
那么你知道说，一个大祭司如果面对一个灯台。
You know, a high priest facing the lampstand.
你读旧约。你知道做什么事情？
From the Old Testament, you understand why.
他手里一定拿着一把金剪刀。
He would, in his hand, have a pair of scissors.
他如果看见那个灯啊，慢慢慢慢的不发亮。
If the light from the lampstand starting to dim.
这里讲的灯台。
The lampstand here.
所以这里讲的大祭司跟灯台的关系。
And the relationship between the high priest and the lampstand.
那么等一等，给我们看见，我们每个人都是祭司。
Very soon we can see that we are all priests.
就在生命来说
，According to life，
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
就在功用来说
，But according to function，
弟兄姊妹，它是一个灯台。
The church is a lampstand.
灯台是照亮在黑暗里面。
Lampstand to function in darkness.
所以这是教会的使命。
This is the ministry of.
这是教会的工作。
The function of the church.
那什么时候这个光用这个灯台是发光的呢？
When would the light should be shining?
你知道一个灯台上面有七盏灯，普通犹太人的灯台上面有七盏灯。
You know, in the Jewish tradition, there are always seven lampstands.
在旧约里面。
In Old Testament,
在旧约里面，你看一个灯台有七个盏灯。
In the Old Testament, you can see the lampstand always have seven.
那灯上面这个油灯上面一定要有油的。
There must be oil on the lampstand.
然后有个灯芯。
And there will be a wick.
这个灯芯呢就浸在油里面。
And the wick will be into the oil.
所以如果里面充满了油的话，
If the lampstand is full of oil,
你看见它发光就发得很旺。
It will be shining bright.
在保罗的时候，
In Paul's time,
在彼得的时候，
In Peter's time,
你看见这个光是非常照耀辉煌。
You can see the light was shining brilliantly.
因为完全被圣灵充满。
Because they were filled with the Holy
Spirit. 被基督的爱充满。
Filled with the love of Christ.
但是现在到了约翰的时候。
In the time of John,
等一等，你看见我们的主对于众教会所说的话。
Very soon, when you see the words spoken to the all the other churches,
你知道灯台还在。
Yes, the lampstand still there.
但灯台慢慢开始冒烟。
But the light is actually smoking.
明白吗？什么时候教会冒烟了
？The time when the church actually smoking.
你就知道说肉体在那里掌权。
You can see the flesh is actually governing the church.
所以这个时候需要金剪刀才可以。
Now you need a pair of scissors.
所以十字架需要在我们身上工作。
That's why we need to allow the cross to work in our life.
你看，经过它修剪的结果。
After the cutting,
它再把油再加上。
The trimming and addition of oil.
结果弟兄姊妹。
Then you
你看见吗？本来是将残的灯火。
Originally, it's a light dimming and dying.
现在主又开始使用它。
Now the light is rekindled. The Lord.
所以有一件事要知道。
There's one thing we must know.
如果今天约翰。只看见云端这一面。
If John only can see the vision of the,
他不知道教会老化应该怎样。
This part of the client didn't understand the aging of the church.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主为什么升到天上
？Why the Lord would ascend to heaven?
当教会老化的时候
，When the church ages.
当灯芯冒烟的时候
，When the wick is actually smoking.
弟兄姊妹。现在你看见大祭司要做什么呢
？Now you can see what the high priest will be doing.
他用金剪刀。
He will use a golden scissors.
那个剪刀是消过毒的。
That scissors was sterile.
你知道，很多时候我们在教会里面，我们不小心碰到弟兄姊妹。
You know, often in the church, we carelessly would touch brothers.
你觉得这个地方在肉体里面
？You think this brother belongs to?
他需要帮助的。
He needs some help.
但是很多人。
unfortunately. Just go to the kitchen and get a knife and cut.
他从来不问那个刀里面消过毒没。
You never ask whether the knife is clean or sterile or not.
所以很多地方一个个就被碰到，不就不来聚会了。
So often you just cut here and cut there, and they will all.
但是我们的主的刀是精简刀。
Our Lord sees it as the golden.
它不止消过毒的,
not only is sterile,
而且它是金子的,
but it's gold.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
现在我们就知道,
now we can see.
当约翰转过身来看见,
when John turned around,
你看见我们的主, 原来在圣所里面,
he was indeed in the sanctuary.
每一个教会,
every church,
在主面前都是个金灯,
before the Lord is like a lamp, golden lamp.
以弗所的教会,
the church in
Ephesus
is a very relaxed church. So he turned around. He saw the church in Ephesus is like a golden lampstand.
告诉我们说,
it tells us,
根据神永远的旨,
according to the glorious
purpose,
yes, on the earth, you can see different conditions of the
church. 在天上,
but you
can
have still a golden lampstand.
迟早有一天, 它是金的,
one day it will be refined.
所以感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
在人来看是老化了,
in our eyes, church has aged.
但只要地上有一个教会,
but as long as there's one church on earth,
在天上就有一个金灯台,
there will be a golden lampstand.
弟兄姊妹,
this is,
约翰说我一定眼睛弄错看错了,
you must think John has poor eyes.
我明明看见小亚细亚的七个教会,
he could clearly see seven churches in the
world.
They were aged churches.
他只要肯转过身来,
but then when he turned around,
他看见只要地上有一个教会,
as long as there is a church on earth,
在天上就有一座金灯台,
there will be a golden lampstand.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
今天你要向我们的主负责,
today you are responsible to the Lord.
你千万不要以为说今天我们不过就是一般所说的一个社团一个教会就是,
you can never have this idea that today we are just an association, people gathering together,
让他们去得着名声,
allow them to have the fame,
让他们去得着他们所要得着的,
allow them to gain whatever they want to
gain, 他让他们去要向世界让世界来承认他,
or even allowing the world to recognize them.
你愿意不愿意很单纯来跟随主,
but do you, are you willing to simply follow
the Lord? 只要以弗所有一个教会,
as long as there's a church in
Ephesus, 只要推拉有一个教会,
a church in Thyatira,
里面有软弱,
yes, there
里面有失败,
failures,
里面的确老化,
truly aging,
但是感谢主,
but we thank God,
约翰应该是没有盼望的,
John would be very hopeless,
但是现在转过身来,
but now when he turned around,
他看见属天的光,
he saw the spiritual reality in heaven.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
Now you can see.
他本来只看见是一朵云彩把我们的主接走了,
first he saw a cloud taking the Lord up.
他没有想到, 我们的主居然升到天上,
now as the Lord has ascended,
我们的主为我们升天,
he ascended for our sake.
结果是什么呢?
Now,
结果你看见很清楚的, 只要地上有一个教会,
clearly now, with, as long as there's a church on earth,
在天上就有一个金灯,
there will be a golden lampstand in heaven.
完完全全叫他跌破眼睛, 好像从来没有看见过一样,
it really opened the eyes of old John. He's never seen.
那不光这样,
and not only that,
到了第四章第五章,
coming to chapter 4 and 5,
我们的主是来到神的宝座,
now our Lord has come to the throne of God.
换一句话说,
in other words,
是来到了至圣所,
coming to the Holy of the Holy.
然后看见我们的主是升天的羔羊,
our Lord is ascended Lamb of God,
是刚刚被杀的,
a Lamb just slain.
他曾经听见他的老师说看哪神的羔羊,
he had heard his own teacher John the Baptist proclaiming, behold the Lamb of God.
他是最后一个离开十字架的,
he is the last one leaving the world.
他亲眼看见羔羊怎样挂在天地之间,
leaving the cross, he saw how the Lamb was slain on the cross.
弟兄姊妹, 现在约翰的眼睛完全明亮,
now John's eye was fully open.
他起初说太初有道, 道与神同在,
when he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
这个起初是比创世纪的起初还要早,
that in the beginning is even earlier than the beginning in Genesis.
起初神创造天地,
in Genesis it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth.
地是单数的,
the earth was singular,
天是多数,
heavens was plural.
但一直到这个时候,
but now here,
没有人知道地球有什么意思,
we don't understand earth
宇宙有什么意义？
What is meant by universe?
但是弟兄姊妹，
But now,
现在你明白吗？
Brothers and sisters, you understand?
他忽然眼睛明亮，
Suddenly his eyes was open.
他忽然得着一个启示，
Suddenly he received this revelation.
这就是整本启示录所给我们看见。
This is the whole book of Revelation causes us to see.
如果有一本书是阿法，
If there's a book called Alpha,
那就是创世纪。
This will be Genesis.
创世纪只告诉我们起初神创造天和地。
The beginning there was heavens and earth.
到了 Omega,
in Genesis,
你应该知道神为什么创造天和地。
You understand why God created the heavens and earth.
地球为什么是地球？
Why earth is earth?
宇宙为什么是宇宙？
Why universe is the universe?
神的旨意在什么地方？
Where is God's purpose?
如果你真的看见了这个意象，
If you really see the vision,
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
现在你再看教会就不一样。
Then the way you see the church will be totally different.
你明白吗？
You understand?
约翰知道说我们的主升到天上。
Now the John knew a law has been ascended.
但主升天到底是一个什么过程？
And what is the process of its ascension?
是怎么一回事呢？
What had happened?
所以感谢主弟兄。
We thank God for that.
你明白吗？
You understand?
本来我们的地球什么意思我们不知道。
Originally, we don't understand the meaning of a brother.
但自从神的羔羊挂在天地之间，
But ever since the Lamb of God was hung between heaven and earth,
神的羔羊在他的祭台上，
The Lamb of God on the altar of God.
哪里有祭坛，
Wherever there is an altar,
哪里就是外院，
There will be the outer court.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Brothers and sisters,
本来我们的地球是没有意义的，
Originally, the earth is meaningless.
但是我们地球有意义。
Now the earth is meaningless.
因为我们的主为我们挂在十字架上。
Because our Lord was crucified.
所以整个地球就变成外院了。
So the whole earth becomes outer place.
那主升天的时候，
When the Lord ascended,
他从外院到圣所，
From the outer court to the sanctuary,
holy place,
the holy place.
然后从 holy place 到 holy, holy 到至圣所，
From the holy place to the holy of the holy.
所以现在你明白吗？
So you understand.
在他看见云端那边启示的时候，
When John saw the Revelation behind the cross.
他亲眼最后看见主怎样挂在十字架上。
He was the one who saw Christ crucified on the cross.
现在自从主钉十字架以后，
Ever since he was crucified,
地球不再是地球了。
The earth is no longer the
earth. 地球就变成外院了。
The whole earth becomes the outer.
然后我们的主就升到天上的圣所。
And then the Lord was ascended to the.
最后他来到至圣所。
And then he attended in the holy of the holy.
我要问弟兄姊妹。
Let me ask you, brother.
如果这样的话，
If that is the case,
现在很清楚。
Very clear.
第一次，你知道神为什么创造这个宇宙？
Do you know why the reason God would create the heavens and earth?
神创造宇宙的目的，
His purpose of his creation
是要叫整个的地球变成外院。
He wants the whole earth becoming the outer.
整个的宇宙变成圣殿。
And the whole universe become the holy place.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
So you understand.
现在我们的主就可以独生子带着我们众子进到荣耀里面。
Now the only begotten son can bring many sons into glory.
到了第四章第五章，你看见充满了赞美。
Coming to chapter 4 and 5 is full of praises.
不要忘记，现在我们的主是带着众子到荣耀里面。
Now the Lord is bringing many sons into glory.
本来只有长老有赞美。
Originally, only elders can pray.
只有天使有赞美。
Only angels would pray.
但是感谢主。
But now we thank.
现在是我们的主，因为他从死里复活。
But now it's because of the Lord he was raised from death.
他就率领我们来到他的面前。
He will bring us to the Father.
他是大祭司。
He is the great priest.
他就是神的独生子。
He is the only begotten Son of God.
现在伊利麦瑟落在地里死了。
But now one.One seed has
就结出许多的子粒来
and it's given many, many seeds.
从外院
from the outer court,
进到圣所
into the holy
进到至圣所
into the holy of the holy.
感谢主
we thank God.
我们这些蒙恩得救的人
we who are saved,
就是他的教会
his church.
所以因着这个缘故
because of this,
弟兄姊妹
brothers,
你看见吗
you can
他是率领不管我们在什么地方
wherever we will be, wherever we are,
我们在以弗所也好，
whether you're in Ephesus,
在老底家也好，
in Laodicea,
在推亚推拉也好，
or Theatira,
请大家记得，
you must remember,
现在你看见只要地上有七个教会，
wherever, whenever there are churches on earth,
在天上就有七个金灯，
there will be seven lampstands in heaven.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
So you understand?
因着这个缘故，
because of this,
是升天的基督在那里做修剪的工作。
It is the ascended Christ doing the trimming.
那慢慢慢慢的，因着他的工作，
and because Christ's work,
我们你看见教会就年轻化了。
we can see the church becomes young again.
所以在这个时候
so in this time,
主就说话了
and then the Lord speaks.
你明白吗？这如果我们仔细读二章三章的话
if you read and study carefully, chapter 2 and
3, 你看见是主直接对教会说话了
is the Lord speaking directly to the church.
当教会正常的时候
When the church is normal,
你看见说神借着保罗对教会说了一些话。
Paul would speak through Paul.
他对教会写了七封的书信。
He wrote 7 letters to the church.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
是神借着保罗来说话的。
It is through Paul God speaks.
但是不感谢主。
But we
当我们读到约翰的七封书信。
Coming to the 7 letters of John.
是我们的主亲自说的话。
It is the Lord's direct word to the church.
他借着水借着道把教会洗净。
It is through his word he cleansed his church.
他要除去我们的皱纹。
In order to remove the wrinkles.
他要除去我们的玷污。
And get rid of the spots.
所以七次他要对五七个教会里面他对五个教会说你们要悔改。
So, to the seven churches, five of them, the Lord said, you must repent.
世界人要悔改。
You must repent from the world.
世界人讲悔改的道。
You know when the world said repentance.
但现在我们的主对教会说你们要悔改。
But the Lord told the church, you need to repent.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank you.
虽然教会老化了。
Even though the church has aged.
但是教会的良心还在。
But the conscience of the church still
there. 教会的良心是什么呢?
What is the church conscience?
圣灵的声音就是教会的良心。
The voice of the Spirit is the conscience of the church.
所以一面主亲自对以弗所说话。
On one hand, the Lord directly speak to the church.
另一面主说，凡圣灵对众教会所说的，都应当要听。
On the other hand, he said, what the Spirit says to the churches,
只要圣灵的声音你听得见。
As long as you can hear the voice of the Spirit.
证明教会的良心没有死。
It can prove the church is still alive.
什么时候良心，什么时候圣灵的声音听不见了？
The moment you can't even hear the word,
以弗所的灯台就挪去了。
Then the lampstand will be taken from.
然后主对老底家说。
And then the Lord's word to the Laodicea.
你既不冷也不热。
You're not hot or cold.
我就要把我从我的口中把你吐出去。
I'm going to spit you from my mouth.
什么时候到这个地步呢
？When will this happen?
什么时候就是教会。听不见圣灵的声音。
It's no longer you can hear the word of the Holy Spirit.
所以你看见用水借着道。
The Lord would use water.
主要以弗所教会悔改。
Causing the church in Ephesus.
主要别加摩悔改。
Repent in the church in
Ephesus. 主要推亚推拉悔改。
In Thyatira.
主要撒底悔改。
In Sardis.
主要老底家悔改。
In Laodicea.
明白吗？主用那个金点刀在那做奇妙的工作。
The Lord is using his golden scissors to trim the church.
弟兄姊妹。不管在哪一个教会里面
wherever the church you will be in,
主的呼召的圣者
the Lord is calling overcomers
什么叫做圣者呢
who are the overcomers
就是当大体失败的时候
when the multitude, the crowd
那这些人愿意站在神旨意的水平上
but they persist and standing on the purpose of God
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
不要忘记
don't forget
就是教会大体来讲是老化的
trulyOutwardly, the church is aging.
但是教会里面总有几个人是年轻的。
But there will be few in the church. They remain young.
几个人是神手主手中的七星。
The few men will be the seven stars in the Lord's hand.
现在主不是对长老执事说话。
No longer the Lord is speaking to the elders or deacons.
现在是对教会中的使者说话。
But the messengers of the church.
这七星就指着教会的使者来说。
The seven stars refers to the seven messengers.
星光永远胜过灯光。
You know the star is always brighter.
星光就证明说他们是属天的。
Stars referring heavenly.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So、brothers, sisters,
不要忘记
Don't forget.
今天当教会荒凉的时候
you know, when the church is so desolate,
不管在什么光景里面
whatever condition the church
主的呼召的圣者
the Lord is calling for overcomers.
但是最重要的
But the most important thing,
主也呼召团体的圣者
the Lord is also calling corporate overcomers.
那就是腓立帖腓
It is the Philadelphia church.
当你看见腓立帖腓
when you see the Philadelphia church,
你好像看不见皱纹
you cannot see wrinkles.
你好像看不见玷污
and no spots.
为什么经过这么多年
How come after so many years
腓立帖腓能够满足神的心
Philadelphia can still satisfy the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
不要忘记
Don't forget
今天秘诀就是在得胜者
The secret is overcoming.
主不只呼召我们做个人的神，
not only individual overcomer.
主也呼召我们做团体的神，
a corporate overcomer.
弟兄姊妹，等到我们得胜的时候，
until the day we overcome.
等到我们全教会都有冠冕的时候，
the whole church will receive crown.
我们的主就回来了，
then the Lord will return.
所以主就应许说，
and the Lord promised.
你就既遵守我忍耐的道，
you obey the word of perseverance.
那么等到全天下普天下受试炼的时候，
when the tribulation comes to the whole world,
你看见这些得胜者是要被提，
You will see these corporate overcomers will be taken.
所以感谢主，
we thank God.
这是我们从主的话里面得到极大的安慰。
Well, comfort we can receive from the word.
要紧在这里。
This is the most important thing.
主所呼召的乃是得胜者。
The Lord is calling overcomers.
所以不管怎么样，
no matter what,
我们愿不愿意做个得胜者？
Are we willing to be overcomers?
所以你看见吗？主在那里会做他自己的工作。
The Lord will be.Doing his work himself.
所以等到主回来的时候，
so when the Lord comes,
那一班的得胜者，只要他们得胜，就是全教会的得胜。
That group of overcomers, representative of the whole church, overcomers.
基甸只有300人。
You know, in the time of Gideon, only 300.
他们流血流汗。
They sweat and they bled.
不是为着他们自己。
Not for themselves.
他们为着以法莲流血。
They bled for the Ephraim.
结果以法莲得到好处。
And then the Ephraim received benefits.
弟兄姊妹。是不是腓勒特非？
Are you Philadelphia?
就是今天弟兄姊妹在这得胜的时候，
is brothers and sisters overcoming?
不是为了自己得胜，
for your own sake,
是为了全教会得胜，
but it's for the whole church.
将全教会都得着好处的，
then the whole church would benefit.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
明白吗？
You understand?
所以什么时候主才能回来呢？
When will the Lord return?
乃是每一个不同的地方。
In different locations,
主都能够看见腓勒铁腓。
The Lord can find Philadelphia.
所以那个时候，主就知道新妇装饰整齐。
Then the Lord would know the bride is ready.
如果你等到每一个人都爱主是不可能。
It is impossible for every Christian to love the Lord.
但是不管怎么样，
no matter what,
不管在哪里，
wherever you are,
主一定呼召得胜。
The Lord will certainly call a group of overcomers.
那得胜者最后被提，不是吗？
Isn't it the overcomers will be raptured?
被提什么意思？
What does it mean by
被提的原则就是升天的原则。
The principle, of course, is taken into heaven.
而升天的原则是成熟的原则。
Taken into heaven is maturity.
我们的主从马槽，
Our Lord from the manger,
经过十字架，
via the cross,
最后达到宝座，
at the end, coming to the throne.
所以被提的人，
so those who will be raptured,
那是生命成熟，
are those their life.
你怎么知道生命成熟了？
What is meant by life mature?
经过马槽，
through the manger,
来到十字架，
coming to the cross,
最后达到宝座，
at the end, the throne,
这样的人，
this group of people,
就是得胜者。
They are the overcomers.
我如果唱歌说我不敢稍微失败，
if we sing, I dare not to be defeated,
就是让主用他的金剪刀在教会中做他自己所要
的。 Instead, I'm willing to allow the Lord to use his golden scissors to trim.
所以但愿主安慰我们。
May the Lord comfort us.
约翰看见从此以后不一样了。
After John saw the vision, he would never.
所以保罗说：“你们就是神的殿。”
And when Paul said, "You are the temple of God."
神的殿就是你们。
You are the temple of God.
当全教会能够在基督的脚前。
May the whole church come into the feet of the Lord.
你看见吗？
Can you see?
这个时候我们就要看见荣耀的教会。
Then we will see the glorious church.
所以但愿主借这些话来安慰。
May the Lord use this word to comfort us.
对不起，今天晚上我多用了一点的时间。
Sorry, I've run a bit over time.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Oh, dear Lord, we thank you.
但愿我们能看见约翰所看见。
May we be able to see what John has seen.
我们心中就能够得到安慰。
Our hearts will be comforted.
不管教会的光景如何。
No matter what the condition of that church might become.
我们愿意答应你的呼召。
We want to obey your call.
我们愿意做个得胜者。
We want to be overcomers.
主啊，但愿我们不只看见约翰所看见。
Pray that not only we will see what John has seen.
我们也能够经历约翰所经历。
We can also experience what John has experienced.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
靠着你的恩典，
by your grace,
无论怎样的艰难，
whatever difficulties,
我们要讨你的喜欢。
We want to please you.
我们这样祷告感谢。
We pray and thank.
是靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
His victorious name.